AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 21st of July, 69 degrees on our way to 100 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Thursday morning by Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Janine McKenna, and to talk about Chamber Blue of Kansas. Janine, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm, as you say, super fantastic, wonderful.
Nice, Janine. Way to go. Yeah. Way to bring it.
It's another great day in Emporia. What can I say?
Absolutely. And making things a lot, quite possibly a lot better here for Chamber members. Here is Chamber Blue. It's something that you've been bringing up periodically over the last several months, and it sounds like things are really kicking into gear now.
They are. Everything is going at super high speed now, and so it's really important to get the information out to all of the businesses in Emporia. Yes, this is a benefit, a plan for our chamber membership, but I want to stress for those businesses who are not currently members, this is something you can still look into at this point in time without having a membership. If you do decide to participate in Chamber Blue of Kansas, which begins January 1st, at that time, you would need to become a member. So we don't want to turn anybody away. This is a wonderful benefit for small businesses. When we talk about workforce issues and keeping the people that you have working for you, this is a great benefit you can offer them.
Chamber Blue of Kansas, obviously you're teaming up with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas. How does this all work, Janine?
So this started a little over a year ago with our state organization called Chamber of Commerce Executives of Kansas. There was a group that started meeting regularly with Blue Cross Blue Shield to put together an association health plan. And so it is being offered by 45 chambers from across the state, which gives us great buying power, which is going to make this a very large health insurance plan. And we think, we believe, we hope, is going to bring better rates for our small businesses who typically have a harder time finding quality, well-priced health insurance plans because they're just small groups. I give our office as an example with just seven of us here. It's difficult each year to do that. So by joining together with these other chambers from across the state, we think we're going to be able to provide a great option for small businesses.
Janine, along those lines here, I mean, we hear an awful lot about inflation being a major cost driver and really a cost maybe inhibitor here for businesses over the last specifically year or so. But insurance has been a major cost concern for business owners, you know, large and small, for a long period of time. And I was just wanting to kind of get your thoughts here on, for folks who don't pay a whole lot of attention, maybe they don't own a business, why this is such a big deal here for small businesses for reducing those insurance costs.
It's difficult for small businesses, sole proprietors, to be able to provide health insurance for their employees as a benefit. In return, there's probably a little higher turnover, and that costs the business money each time they have to get in and train somebody new, taking a look at somebody new. Sometimes it's just out of their reach. The cost is too high. And so they, as business owners themselves, are maybe going without health insurance themselves. So by having the buying power, as I said, of 45 chambers from across the state informing this association health plan, it is our hope that we'll be able to bring those costs down, because we will be a large group. And so that is how they will base the rates, is how many people participate, or they plan to participate in this program.
I know you had a webinar with Blue Cross and Blue Shield not that long ago, Janine, and now are you in the process of having businesses fill out forms, turn them in to see where they might be at, where they might land?
We are. As we started this whole conversation, we're in a fury now. It was like for a few months just trying to get education out, and now within this past week, they've released what the plans look like. There are 8 different plans that businesses will be able to choose from, which I think is tremendous. I thought maybe there would be 4 to 6. There are 8 plans available. 2 of those are geared towards people with health savings accounts, and then the other 6 are more a traditional, you know, 80-20 type copay programs that are available. There is a webinar, so if people would like to watch that webinar that happened last Thursday afternoon, we can send people that link so that they can watch and learn more about the Chamber Blue program. But you're right, Ron. What is key now is there is a survey, an interest survey that we are asking any business that is intrigued by this, that thinks maybe this is something that will be a benefit to them. They need to fill out the survey. This survey will be live until August the 18th. It opened up Monday the 18th. We'll go through August the 18th, so it's only open for 1 month. They fill out that survey. It's a very short, sweet. If you are currently a Blue Cross member, you're currently getting Blue Cross Blue Shield, it's very easy. You'll put in your name and group number, and they've already got your information.
Okay.
If you're not with Blue Cross Blue Shield, they'll name, you know, number of employees, ages, just basic 4 or 5 questions. It's very easy to fill out. They will then take those responses, once again, from those 45 chambers, any business who participated, and that's how they're going to come up with their rates. That's how they'll determine what the rates are for each of these 8 plans. And that will be released in September. And so that's, no one's obligated when they take this survey. It's just saying, I have an interest. I want to know more. And then they will find out what the rates are in September, and we'll have an opportunity to sign up October, November, with the plan actually starting in July 1st. The key is, if you do not take that survey, you are not guaranteed to participate January 1st. You then will have to go through underwriting, which is a much longer process, and doesn't guarantee you into the program. So we're really trying to get the word out. Even if you have just, you're curious, take the survey, because then at least you're guaranteed into the program if you so choose.
I know you send information out to chamber members how they can access the survey. For those who are not chamber members that would like more information, how can they get that, Janine?
They can just give our office a call. We can give them a link to that webinar. We have some hard copy, you know, print materials that we can sit down and go over with them. We are working on a second mailing right now that will go out to our members that will have a link, a QR code link to the survey. We did an email yesterday to our members with a link to that survey as well and the webinar. So, you know, there's many ways we can get that information out. But if there are non-members out there that are interested, just give our office a call. We would love to share this information to them.
It could be cost savings, and in some cases,
really
significant cost savings for your business. So contact the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce. It's Chamber Blue of Kansas. Sounds like it's going to be a good plan. Janine, as always, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Janine.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. You guys always do a great job in helping us get important information out. So thank you.
Have a good day, Janine.
You too. Take care.
Janine McKenna, President and CEO of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, and talking about Chamber Blue, and of course, collaboration with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas and the Chamber of Commerce Executives of Kansas. They've created an association health plan. called Chamber Blue, Chuck.
Right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, 7:20 every weekday morning, we're wide open next week, so we'll probably wind up knocking out a few of those slots here within the next day. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email KVUE at KVUE.com. Tomorrow, Peggy Price will join us as we talk about backpacks and Bibles through Grace United Methodist Church.
And our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. KVOE Live and Local 732, 70 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Big public auction, Saturday, July 23rd at 9 a.m., 1998 Burlingame Road, Emporia, 1933 Plymouth Car.